This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, April 23rd. Hams sold 7,500 hogs Tuesday, selling a range of $209 to $226 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,200 head, selling a range of $212 to $225 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are down, selling in the range of 57 to 71 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is mixed, and forward contract prices opened higher this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar is down 3 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3827. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 72.40 cents U.S. Breaking news that President Trump is poised to walk back the exceptionally high 145% tariff rate on China is making the rounds this morning. So too is the president's statement that he has no intention of firing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, something he has repeatedly said he would do. Whether or not he actually lowers the Chinese tariff rate or fire the Fed chair remains to be seen. But for now, U.S. stock markets are taking the president at face value and have rallied in the morning session. In terms of lean hog futures, it is very much the same, even though lean hog futures are not tracking alongside stocks or anything else. Recently, futures values have recovered somewhat, and the careful observer will note that those value oscillations reflect the market's expectations. For the 2 weeks approaching when the tariffs were supposed to first go into effect, lean hogs sold off and the trend was solidly lower. Then Trump announced a pause for a month, and lo and behold, the market stopped liquidating and stabilized for that month. Then approaching April 2nd, another round of pressure developed until it became clear that USMCA CUSMA-compliant goods would be exempt, and subsequently that neither Mexico or Canada would need to retaliate on U.S. pork. It is still much too early to conclude that hog and pork market has returned to normal, and there still are expectations that China will do everything they can to avoid U.S. red meat, including pork. But for now, there are enough headlines to keep traders busy, and with pork out of the North American spotlight for now, futures have recovered some value.